Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already March 19th and 20th, depending on when you're listening to this. Here we are, mid-March. We've had a relatively mild winter, although we did get a little snow this week. It kind of reminded people that winter really doesn't end officially in New Hampshire until April. I know last winter, my guest was dealing a lot more with snow and how to get the field ready. And of course, that's kind of my tee up to tell you that my guest this weekend is Mike Ramshaw, who's the chief sales officer for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And we'll be talking about the Oral Health Challenge and a number of Fisher Cats related items. I do want to give a shout out. We got a lot of interest in last week's show having to do with the women's and infants children's health and the correlation with dental health and the importance of educating people on mothers and dads on the importance of oral health for their children. Of course, that'll become relevant. And when we get to the Oral Health Challenge, that'll give you the background as to why we're partnering, Northeast Delta Dental is partnering with the Fisher Cats on the Oral Health Challenge. But as mentioned, my guest this weekend is Mike Ramshaw, who's the Chief Sales Officer. Mike, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're a busy guy, so to hang out with Tom Raffio on the 19th and 20th, that's pretty cool for me.
I wouldn't miss it for the world, Tom.
Okay. Well, he has his fingers crossed, but nobody can see that. But in any event, I'm just kidding. So take us back. Okay, so you've been at the Fisher Cats for about a decade, and I know that you weren't necessarily a baseball fanatic. You were more into the sales. So tell us about your journey. I think I know that when I have folks like you on, people and Matt from the Monarchs and so forth, I think people are interested in how someone can progress in an organization that at least has a sports angle to it, even though I know your job isn't necessarily you know take two and hit to right. So go ahead.
I'm going, as you mentioned, 10 years with the organization. I started in the fall of 2006 as the director of ticket sales, and I thought that was great for somebody that didn't have any baseball or sports experience because that gave me the ability to learn, you know, the heart of the organization. Everything goes through the ticket office. You have to have people coming out to the ballpark enjoying the show, the entertainment that we put on. So being able to learn all the ins and outs of how to sell season tickets, the different types of things that we have, the different group packages, helped me grow throughout my career with the Fisher Cats. I've been blessed to work with Rick Brenner, who's our team president, and Art Solomon, our owner. They've given me tremendous opportunities to advance within my career. I love people, and that's why I do what I do. It's all about just continuing to raise the bar, never settle. If you always do the same thing day in and day out, you're always going to get the same result. So it's always about personally challenging myself and then challenging the staff as well. You know, how can we be better? You know, how can we get better? What can we do to be the best? Because ultimately, that's what our goal is, to be the best in minor league baseball. We work very hard to try to keep things fresh, do different ideas, think outside of the box to get those type of results. So I progressed through, after being the director of ticket sales, became the executive director of sales, to where today I'm now the chief sales officer for the organization, overseeing the sponsorship sales, luxury suites, and helping out with the ticket department.
Super. And we'll circle back to what your goals are for the year as the chief sales officer. But I can tell, I'll make this observation in terms of the Fisher Cats. Obviously, they are one of the top minor league clubs. The ballpark is great. I can just tell you when I speak to other people involved with the Eastern League, I mean, the Fisher Cats are right at the top of the list. This whole idea of reinventing yourself and making things fresh, I'll speak from personal experience. When I go to meetings in the basement or the bowels of the stadium, and I see the whiteboard of, you're already planning, like way before the season, what are the different new promotions that work and what are the current ones that do work. So you're constantly brainstorming to keep the good stuff, but also, reinvent yourself, correct?
Correct. Take everything that's worked, as you mentioned, and add new. We start the last game of the season, we clear that whiteboard and we start with new ideas to come up with ways to make ourselves better. Find out what's trending, you know, what kind of anniversaries are coming up, what's new in the industry, and see how we can adapt that to our market and entertain our fans.
That's awesome. And do you ever guys, when do you guys get a break? Because I know, like, when the season ends, then we're planning the Granite State Baseball Dinner, which was another fabulous success. We've had a Jenna on the show on that, and I know it raised, made its financial goals for, you know, for Chad and the Ted Williams Foundation, the Hampshire Fisher Cats Foundation. So you go right to planning that, and then I think you have some winter minor league meetings, correct?
Correct.
So maybe you guys get like 3 days off in January, and then you're planning the next season, right?
December is our, if you had to pick a slow time, December is the slow time. You got winter meetings, you got everyone getting geared up for the holidays, so when it, you know, making decisions for whether it's advertisers or coming out to the ballpark with our ticket packages, people are more focused on Christmas, unless you use it for your holiday packages. You know, that's our downtime. And then once we come back in January after the new year, it's, you know, we're pedal to the metal trying to take all those ideas that we talked about in the fall and start implementing them into the winter leading up to opening day.
Full steam ahead. Now let's do it. Let's divide it this way. The tried and true, what seems to have worked very well is the Atlas Fireworks. So talk about that, and then let's talk about celebrating the 100th anniversary of the New Hampshire primary, which obviously is new this year because there can only be 100th anniversary, I assume.
Correct. Back by popular demand, Atlas Fireworks shows half of our season, 35 of our games will have spectacular Atlas Fireworks shows post-game. So we're very excited to be able to have that partnership with Atlas and to provide that for our fans. And yes, one of the great promotions that we're working on for this year is the 100th anniversary of the New Hampshire primaries. We have some giveaways themed around that. But we have fans. We created the WeTheFans2016.com, where you, the fans, get to vote what hat the Fisher Cats will wear on opening day.
The red versus
the blue. We got a nice bipartisan jersey. You may have seen it was out on the news. You know, we're also encouraging our fans to vote on different things that might take place during the game. So not only are they going to pick what hat we wear, they're going to pick the music theme, the color of the cotton candy, whether it's red or blue, hot dog toppings, mascot games, so many more things that we can you know, have for our fans. We've had representatives from all 50 states vote on this. It's been very exciting. We're looking forward to what the results are on opening day.
So when does the voting stop? And then so at that point you create the hats?
The hats are already created.
So
the voting will stop. If I'm not mistaken, the voting will stop that week of opening day.
Gotcha. Very good. So if I'm listening to this and I'm in the spring mode and baseball mode, how do I buy tickets? And can I buy single season tickets and season tickets?
All of our tickets are on sale now at nhfishercats.com, or you can call the box office at 603-641-2005, Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, and on Saturdays from 9:30 until 1 o'clock.
Now, one of the things I know from, you mentioned Rick Brenner, the president of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, I know the food items become something where you want to, like you say, reinvent yourself and maybe do some revamping. So tell us what's new in the concession stand front.
All of our fans that have been to the ballpark, when they come out to opening day on April 14th, they'll see the concourse will look entirely different. We're refreshing all of the stands on the concourse level, from the portables to the concession stands behind first, third, and home plate. There's some different themes. We're retheming some of the concession stands. There'll be a Steakadelphia. There'll be a Smoky Sausage Shack with KM products on there. We've got the salsa stand, you know, a variety of different options at the ballpark. Fried Oreos, looking like we're going to do brownie sundaes again. We had those last year. Hickory Barbecue, and then a new concession stand rebranded as Frank's, which will be, you know, have primarily the KM product, but we'll have other products in there as well.
Very cool. Now, I know Rick has family in the Philadelphia area, so is that who gave you the idea for Steakadelphia?
No, but you know he loved it when he looked at it.
I'm sure he did. So give us the website information again.
nhfishercats.com. And the telephone number is 603-641-2005.
Before we go to commercial break, let's talk a little bit about, this is way ahead, but Star Wars Night. I know that's in Saturday, June 25th. What exactly is that?
So we started this last year, and we brought it back by popular demand. We have teamed up with Lucasfilms, where we provide the jerseys will actually be a Darth Vader theme jersey. And the players will wear those. We'll have the 501st Regiment come out to the ballpark, which those of you that don't know who they are, they dress up in the Star Wars costumes. They're great to have around interacting with the fans. We'll have a lot of different things themed towards Star Wars. And then we'll actually be raffling the or doing a silent auction for those game worn jerseys to benefit a nonprofit.
Awesome. And this will, we'll cover more of this after commercial break, but this year, once again, Northeast Delta Dental and the Fisher Cats are partnering with the Oral Health Challenge, and this there are three dates this year, July 18th, July 24th, and August 29th. I'll get more specific after a commercial break, but essentially, participating subscribers, those of you with Northeast Delta Dental coverage who go to participating dentists, which is just about every dentist in New Hampshire, children that brush and floss in between visits and demonstrate that earn tickets to the Fisher Cats game. And then on July 18th, July 24th, and August 29th, they get to go out in the field with the Tooth Fairy. And what we've determined is that this process has really educated the whole family on the importance of oral health. In our business, more and more of individual citizens, as opposed to through the employer, are buying dental coverage. But of course, people won't buy dental coverage unless they know the importance of oral health. So this has been a great opportunity to partner with you. And I know we've refined it over the years, but I think targeting it for three games, you know, makes a lot of sense. And I just want to give a shout out and thank Rick for the original idea. It's kind of modeled along the reading challenge. And I assume, are you doing the reading challenge this year?
Yes, we are.
So tell us about that briefly.
The reading challenge?
Yes.
Kids will purchase, well, they'll read five books above their normal curriculum, and they'll earn two tickets to a Fisher Cats game. I believe there's six games this year, courtesy of Velcro.
Perfect. So that's how we modeled the Oral Health Challenge. NewHampshireFisherCats.com. We'll return with Mike Ramshaw, Chief Sales Officer, after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm here this weekend, March 19th and 20th, with Mike Ramshaw, who's the Chief Sales Officer at New Hampshire Fisher Cats, and he's had a great career at New Hampshire Fisher Cats for about a decade. I've known Mike for all those 10 years, and honestly, it seems like yesterday. But in any event, if you are listening to this on Saturday, March 19th, don't forget, if you after this radio show, come right down to Northeast Delta Dental, and there's a race that is raising money. It begins and ends at Northeast Delta Dental. It's raising money for a woman, Beth Conley, who's running in the Boston Marathon, who is raising money for one of her colleagues that had passed away because of cancer. And for all my running friends, don't forget, the Capital Race Series starts a couple weeks from now in Gilmington. It's a series of eight races this year, and please register. And hope to see you at Gilmington in a couple of weeks, and later on this morning down at Northeast Delta Dental. So, Mike, I know you're on the sales side, but on the baseball side of things, Bobby Meacham is returning to lead the 2016 Fisher Cats, and I got to chat with him a lot because I was on the field a lot last year, different events. He seems very gregarious, and I think he appreciated the fact that I knew exactly who he was. I grew up a huge baseball fan, so I know that, you know, he played shortstop for the Yankees, and I had a lot of, just off the top of my head, I was, you know, had a lot of knowledge about him. So I think he and I kind of hit it off, but he seems like he's really good with the fans and the players.
Bobby's great. He's great with the fans. He'll take that minute. You ask him to do something, whether it's an autograph or a photo, he's always willing to help. That's We're excited to have him back.
That's great. And he is from California, but it, is like, apparently enjoying the East Coast, which is really cool, and just recently enjoyed his 500th managerial victory. So good for Bobby, and I hope to see him soon. So let's talk. Once again, give us your website. So it's NewHampshireFisherCats.com. So
NHFisherCats.com, yep. NHFisherCats.
NHFisherCats.com, so we can buy the individual tickets,
yep.
or season tickets. And tell us about some of the giveaway dates and events.
Well, April 15th, we have the magnet schedule giveaway. So it's always good to come out and get that. That way you can put that on the fridge. You know when the Fisher Cats are going to be in town. May 4th, we have a nice rally towel. It's got all of this four or five players that have made it up to the majors. That's one of the Northeast Delta Dental Knights. So it's a great, the product is in. I was going to bring one up, but I couldn't get it quick enough. But we're going to have that on May 4th. We got Ollie the Bat Dog hat on June 12th. And then staying with the primaries theme, we're going to have a primaries tin lunchbox. And that's around the primaries, the logo that we were for whatever 4 or 5 days when the team first came into New Hampshire. For those who don't know, we were called the New Hampshire Primaries. So we're just highlighting those logos on a tin lunchbox.
And how many people remember that, do you think?
I don't know. I'm sure there's quite a few.
Now we're reminding them, right?
Right. But you know what? You got to make fun of yourself every once in a while. And then this being the 100th anniversary of the New Hampshire Primaries, it seemed only fitting to do it now. We got a Bob Stanley bobblehead on August 2nd. That's unfortunate that Bob's not with us, but fortunate for him because he's moved up to AAA. And
what Mike's alluding to, Bob was the pitching coach last year. And of course, people my age remember, particularly 1978, he had a fantastic year as a relief pitcher and still holds a few Red Sox records in terms of combination of, you know, saves. He was both a starter and a reliever. He used to be renowned for having a rubber arm. He could go almost, you know, every day. And in those days, as you know, Mike, it wasn't like the one inning save opportunity. I mean, relief pitches went three or four innings. Yeah. So I'm happy to see that he got promoted, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Great.
And we have, not to leave out the, we have some great mascot appearances for 2016. We've got Curious George making his return, ever so popular. All the kids love it. It was amazing seeing how many people came out to see Curious George. And then we got Wally the Green Monster on Fan Appreciation Day on September 5th. So we'll be celebrating the end of our season with Wally and all of our fans.
Super. Now, I know one of the things that has evolved in my going to the Fisher Cats over the years, when the Portland Sea Dogs used to come in, I would say that the majority of the people in the fans were actually rooting for the Sea Dogs, being a Red Sox affiliate. And of course, you know, most of us in New Hampshire root for Boston teams. But I kind of seen kind of a switch where people more or less are rooting for the Fisher Cats, yet they're very curious about the up-and-coming young stars that may be coming in with the Sea Dogs. So Sea Dogs come in an awful lot this year again.
Yeah, I think they're in for 11 games again in 2016. So we have May 9th through the 11th. They have a 3-game series that they'll be in town. And then I believe they're coming back in June? July, 4th of July. We have our 4th of July spectacular with Portland. They're kicking off that 7-game homestand. So that's
gonna,
through the
that's
7.
That's probably going to be a huge night. I know it depends on the weather and things like that. So that's terrific. So if you're when you go on nhfishercats.com and if that's your key interest in coming to see a Sea Dogs game, you have plenty of opportunities to buy tickets. Tell me more about this ugly Christmas sweater thing. July 18th.
You have to have seen, you have those, you know, the holiday parties and you've got the ugly Christmas sweater contest. And, you know, a lot of offices will do it. Families will do it. We decided to create a pattern on a T-shirt giveaway that looks like an ugly Christmas sweater. And it says the Fisher Cats on it. And it's all these reindeer and, you know, Christmas trees and so on and so forth. And it's also to kind of, the halfway point for, Christmas in July. So it's just a way to theme a day. That's the whole thing of creating layers for our fans when they're out to the ballpark. So if you have Christmas in July and then you do the ugly sweater, the Christmas sweater giveaway on top of that, it's creating more and more things for our fans to become a part of.
That's awesome. I had to go to a ugly Christmas sweater event this winter, but I had just taken every thing I could to Planet Aid, so I actually had to go buy an ugly sweater. So I still have that. So if I come on July 18th, I'll be prepared. So I started to talk about the Northeast Delta Dental New Hampshire Fisher Cats Oral Health Challenge, and again, I want to thank Rick and Mike. This, as mentioned, modeled after the reading challenge, and what we've determined is that this has actually been an opportunity for children to actually educate their parents, because when parents see the children brushing and flossing and maybe they're not doing it quite enough themselves, I've gotten a lot of comments from parents, oh my God, even though it was to earn tickets for their children, that got them into better oral health habits. So again, we've got 3 dates, July 18th, July 24th, and August 29th. And most of you out there that have dental insurance, you probably have it through Delta Dental, and you'll probably will go to a participating Northeast Delta Dental dentist, which is most of the dentists in the listening audience. So please fill out the form. You can get the form from your dental office. You can go on NewHampshireFisherCats.com and get some additional copies. You can contact me, 223-1300, and I'll send you some forms. But basically, you check off each day that you brush twice and floss once, and your child and will earn tickets to one of those three games. And then it's a great opportunity to go on the field with the Tooth Fairy, and it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and we really appreciate the opportunity to bring this partnership and create this partnership here in New Hampshire for the residents of the state.
And I can tell you our participating dentists love it, because, of course, our dentists will tell you that no matter how much, I mean, if you go to the dentist twice a year, which is good, but then if you don't brush and floss in between, you're going to be in trouble still. So even though regular visits to the dentist are important, you do have to brush and floss, and this gets us into the habits. By the way, as an aside, we have a kiosk there in that health or wellness program they have. Just I'll put in a plug for that the two cleanings a year, two going twice a year, is actually a good thing. It's a good benchmark, but it's not based on science. With our new program, Health or Wellness, you go into your hygienist. She asks you a series of questions. You may be entitled to a third or fourth cleaning and some other services that Northeast Delta Dental will cover. So that's why, we get out to the ballpark. There's a kiosk there. So as you look back and ahead, everything starts blending, but you would, Mike, probably the first one to admit that there's a lot of planning, and one of yours and Rick's goals and Jenna's is to make it seamless for the fan that comes. They don't know all the behind the scenes work and the fact that you keep that ballpark spotless. So tell us, how you all are hands on. When I go to the games, I see you all out in the field chipping in. So it's a real team environment.
It's team. We're family. A lot of us see our work family a lot more than we do our regular family during the season. There's the great camaraderie. You want everybody to succeed. You don't want to see anybody fail. So we always step up, chip in, especially this time of year as we're getting the ballpark ready and preparing. We're wearing many different hats. We're doing a lot of different things to get the ballpark ready. So to your point, when the fans show up, it looks like it did even better than last year when we put it away. There's so many between PAs and video commercials and signage and repairing anything that might need to be repaired, updating signage. There's a lot of different elements. And then the food, getting that menu done. There's a lot of different elements that need to be put into place to make sure that everything's successful for the opening day.
And having been to a lot of different ballparks, the customer service at the Fisher Cats is extraordinary, and that takes leadership. And, as Rick says, Rick walks the ballpark. If there's a, piece of paper on the ground, he picks it up and, modeling that behavior, and you can see all the employee colleagues at the Fisher Cats really make it a special place. And it's so much, I'm your biggest fan, because it's so much easier to drive up to Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, park, go in, watch the game, as opposed to driving into ball. Every once in a while going to the Red Sox game is fine, but it's so much easier going to a Fisher Cats game. And you're seeing what people don't realize, many of these players, AA, in the next year or two, they'll be in the big leagues. And many of the players that have won the Northeast Delta Dental Gold Crown Award have gone on to the big leagues. So a couple of emails I want to give out. New Hampshire Fisher, nhfishercats.com if you want to buy tickets. If you're interested in the Oral Health Challenge, you can call 641-2005 or community at nhfishercats.com or call me directly, 223-1300. Mike Ramshaw, any final words? Like, let's play two?
Yeah, play ball, right?
Very
Opening
good.
Day is April 14th.
Very good. Tom Raffio, thank you, Mike, for joining me this weekend.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.